May is known as Better Hearing Month, and so we thought that would be a great month to talk to Dr. Lisa Bond at Advanced Audiology Services in Marysville. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, it's been a while since we've chatted. What's the latest and greatest in hearing aid technology? Because it seems like every time we talk, there's something new.
Oh, my goodness. Always. It's like any technology. But we really do have some exciting stuff out there, especially for patients who have very active lifestyles and are really into technology. We've got some really great stuff to talk about.
And that word technology sometimes scares people, but it's so user-friendly, isn't it?
Oh, incredibly user-friendly. I mean, I can fit this to a 95-year-old patient, or I can fit it to a 35-year-old patient, and they can manage it. It's very easy.
And by the way, 35-year-old patients are not as uncommon as they used to be. You've told me before that younger and younger people are dealing with hearing loss.
Absolutely. We're seeing a really big change in our demographics. And I think many people are starting to question their hearing much sooner than ever before. And with the influx of all the information out there about hearing issues and hearables and over-the-counter hearing aids and personal sound amplifiers, we're seeing those patients coming in asking more questions and being diagnosed sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. Run us through the process. If somebody is concerned about hearing loss and they come to see you, what's the process? What happens?
Well, sometimes we'll just start with a simple screening, which looks at the four main frequencies that comprise speech, just to give us a baseline, whether or not this patient has normal or abnormal hearing. If it is abnormal, then we might proceed on to a diagnostic hearing evaluation, which evaluates many more of those frequencies. But in particular, I tell patients that's just how our ears pick up the sound. What we really want to look at is how well does your brain understand those sounds. And so we also use some recorded speech lists and evaluate the patient's ability for their discrimination of those sounds. And that's really what's most important. We can pretty much talk to patients about normal hearing, hearing loss, or even if they just simply have tinnitus. We can discuss that with them as well, and potential outcomes and goals for their issues with their hearing and auditory problems.
What is tinnitus and what causes it? I've heard of it. I understand mm-hmm. what it is, having not experienced it, thankfully, because it sounds terrible. But what is it?
Well, it can be terrible, but it also is very common. It's something that all of us, regardless of our hearing status, can experience. And it's an intermittent sound, a head noise, and it varies from sounding like music to crickets to just like water running. It will vary from individual to individual. If it's intermittent, it's very normal. But if there's a sudden onset, maybe due to a recent health issue or a new medication, then we want to evaluate that. We also want to look at the patient who is, their lifestyle is extremely disrupted by their tinnitus. They're not sleeping well. They're distracted. What we think and believe currently is that it's a kind of an overstimulation in our auditory processing in our brain. Those neurons are firing very rapidly and causing this sensation of an auditory sound. Mm. It's not always that. But we do find that individuals who are at a much higher risk if they've had previous noise exposure or if they do have certain medical conditions. Also, individuals that are highly anxious can suffer from tinnitus and yet have absolutely normal hearing. So we want to look at the patient as a whole and then give them some potential courses of action that can help remedy that. We can't get rid of it, but
right.
We certainly can help them to manage it much better.
One of the advances, I think, in the latest generation of hearing aids, compared to, if somebody, has, an experience that they're, maybe a parent or a grandparent had, and so they think they know something about hearing aids, but they've changed so much, is the fact that it doesn't just amplify everything around you. In other words, there are different settings for different situations, whether you're watching a movie, sitting at home, out at a restaurant. I mean, it can really hone in on what it is that you want to hear. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When I talk with patients about amplification, I talk usually about two things. And one is the style of the hearing aid that they might choose to wear. But also I talk to them about that buzzword technology and how it can manage your listening environments. And each person is their own individual. They have their own listening needs. But in particular, anyone that would be involved in a noise environment needs some noise reduction and potentially the use of what's called directional microphones. And directional microphones really help us to hone in on that sound, particularly speech, that we want to hear when we're in competing noise. And hearing aid technology has the wonder of automatically adjusting that, some of that technology. Some of it the patient chooses to do, and they can actually change that through apps that are downloadable on their phones.
Hmm.
So gives them much more flexibility in managing those listening situations. They can actually direct that microphone beam towards that sound they're wanting to hear.
You're using technology now, as I think a lot of people are in whatever their chosen field is, but you're using technology to help people hear better that you never could have even dreamed of.
Oh, not at all. I've been doing this almost 30 years, and I have just seen the tremendous strides that we've taken in hearing aid technology, and it just every day amazes me. Every day. We've got some really unique stuff coming out. Some that's already been launched, and I know it's only going to get better. One of our top manufacturers has a hearing aid technology that uses artificial intelligence now.
That fascinates me. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the technology is appropriate for all age ranges. It even has fall detection alerts. Many of our elderly wear the devices that should they, you know, happen to trip or fall, it alerts. And this is now incorporated in this technology that's used in this hearing aid. It's just wonderful. But it's also designed for the younger individual. It has the capability of wellness tracking. It's just mind-blowing where we're at right now.
Pretty exciting stuff. Talking with Dr. Lisa Bont from Advanced Audiology Services in Marysville, what is something that we can all do to prevent hearing loss?
You know, just overall, take care of your health. Manage your health issues. If you're a diabetic, make sure your sugar's under control. If you have cardiac heart issues, manage those. Take care of those. Those are those hidden problems that will create hearing loss down the road. Everyone knows to protect their ears from noise, but what they don't think about is the other comorbidities, heart issues, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. Take care of your overall health, and you can help to maintain your hearing health as well.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but I've heard the quote, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself, and I think that's something we all ought to think about doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, listen, happy Better Hearing Month, Lisa. Always good to talk to you. We appreciate it so much.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.